Okay, today's daf is Trumas Daf Chaf. Trumas Daf Chaf, as we continue in the second parak, and we're in the middle of a question, or a lead up to a question. Right? We're quoting and discussing Mishnah in Tevul Yom, which is going to lead up to a question related to our Mishnah. So let's remember what we are up to. So the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Meseches Tevul Yom, tells us in Parak Dalet, Halacha Zayin, at the end of the Masechta, that if one is Torem Es Habor, right, reading the Mishnah again on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, if somebody is being Torem their Bor, they're trying to take Truma from a large bar, so what do? You stick in the pail, and as you pick the pail up, and the wine is still in it, while it's still in there, because you want to make it min amukaf, while the pail is still in proximity of the big bar, so then you say, Harezu Truma. But one might be nervous because you're reaching down and it might fall down. And if it falls down, then you got a big problem. If you're Harezu Truma, then it falls back in. So then everything is Medume, right? Because you have Truma mixed in with the bar. Now it only could go to a Kohen. And let's say the wine becomes Tame and then falls back in, or just becomes Tame. So then it's without falling back in. So that's also a worry. So the Mishnah says at the end of Tevul Yom, they used to make it tonight. So at Torem Es Habor, and you say, this is Truma, Menashe Tala B'Shalom. It's only Truma as long as I get it properly to where it's supposed to go. So then it's going to be Truma, meaning if it doesn't get up B'Shalom, so then it's not going to be Truma, and then it'll still all be Tevel, and there won't be a problem. So if it falls back in, it's all Tevel, and if it becomes Tame, then it's Tevel Tameya, but I could, to be Mafris from somewhere else, Tohar. Says the, so continues the Mishnah. What did one have in mind when one says, Amanasha Tala B'Shalom? So, Shalom in Hashever, Shalom in Hashvicha, Volom in Atoma. It's Shalom from any type of breaking, but not Tuma. That's the Tanakama in the Mishnah there, not Menatoma. Rabbi Shimon says, even Menatoma, Rabbi Shimon says, you have everything in mind. You want it to come up in one piece Tahar. What type of Tuma are we referring to? So, this is not in the Mishnah there, but Rabbi Yossi and the Brisa talking about Rabbi Shimon, is the Tumah of a Tevul Yom. Because the Tevul Yom is going to be the only one that's walking around the wine press. Because a Tevul Yom is considered a Sheni Latuma. A Sheni Latuma could only make a Shlishi on Truma, not Tchulin or Tevel. So most of what's going on in the wine press, the Tevul Yom cannot make Tameh anyway. So Tevul Yom, he went to the mikvah already. Now he's coming to help out in the wine press. And he's there, right? Tevul Yom Mitsuyin Benagitos. Because Rabbi Yossi says, Ein L'Tevul Yom Maga Eitzel Tevel. So that is what we have here. Remember the thought, before we get right back into where we're up to, Tani, on Yud Tes Amud Beis, the thought about a Tevul Yom that we often like to mention from the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal in his Akdama quotes this thought from his father. He says, Ra'isi L'Kayim Ben Yechabed Av. At the beginning of my Sefer, I want to do Kibbut Av Ha'Aim. Ben Yechabed Av, Lichtov B'Psicha Sifri, Davar Masha Shamati Mikvod Adoni Moriv Rabbi. What he heard from his father, that the first Mishnah Maseches Brachos starts off with Tevul Yom. So, and it talks about Kriya Shema. Why does the Mishnah, in such an unusual way, why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi talk about Tevul Yom? When is the Zman for Kriya Shema? So when the Tevul Yom goes to eat his Truma, because the Tevul Yom could eat Meiser Sheni right away, because Meiser Sheni doesn't have Kedusha. Truma, we just said, a Tevul Yom is going to make Truma Tameh. That's why Tevul Yom has to wait till Shkia, till nighttime, in order to then touch and eat the Truma, and only the next morning for Kachin. So, but that's true, but why is that the unusual way that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi expresses the time? So says the Eglei Tal, and what's the whole idea of Tevul Yom anyway? We discussed a little bit the Lumdus yesterday. Is he less Tameh than he was, but he's still Tameh? Or is he Tahar with some Chumers? So says the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal, the whole idea of Tevul Yom is that even though you went to the mikvah, but still, you were tummy today. So the roshim of that tumah stays. Me'achar shehaya tummy ba'oso yom, nishar bo roshim tumah kol hayom, ubaharev shemesh sheba yom
Acher, acher, shlohaya botuma nisalikram harishima. By Harif Shemesh, it's a new halachic day, so then the stain of the tuma is gone. So that's the idea of tful yom. If you were tame today, so that sticks. That sticks. You don't fully get it removed until shkia. And then he says, kasher hu betuma kenu lumaso bekedusha. The same thing with kedusha, even more so with kedusha. When somebody is makabel o machla shamayim, like kriyashma, that stays with you. The roshim of that kriyashma of makabel o machla shamayim is supposed to stay with us. And that's why there's no Shema by Mincha, he says, because as long as you did it in the morning, it stays with us until nighttime, then we have to say it again, V'chulus. That's the Tful Yom message and connection to Kriya Shema. So now, back to our Gemara. Tani. So before Tani, we have to learn the next, there's another Tana in that Mishnah. If you look in that Mishnah in Tful Yom, in the last Mishnah in Tful Yom, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, after quoting the Tana Kama, which was just quoted in our Gemara and Rabbi Shimon, there's Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af mi shahaya bo das lahasnos, velo hisna, even if you didn't make any tonight. The machlok, as the Tanakam Rabbi Shimon is, if you made it tonight, Amanashe, Yala, Bishalom, you know, what did you have in mind? Only Shalom and Hashever, or even Shalom and Atuma. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you didn't make any tonight, even if you didn't make any tonight, it's Ki'ilu you made it tonight. Right? Af Mishaya Bodas Lahasas, Lo Hisna, Nishpara, Eina Midamas. Right? It does not Midama. Mipnei Shehu Tanai Bezdin. It's Tanai Bezdin, meaning anybody who is Ro'i to make a t'nai, so we say ki'ilu you made the t'nai, and therefore it is, if something happens, so then it is l'mafreya, not truma, and you're good. So now, commenting on that shita of Rabbi Yossi, that we could always assume that he would have made a t'nai, he didn't mention it. Amar Reb Yudin, Bamed Varmamurim, when do we say that there's stam dazes to make a t'nai, b'truma gedola, shehit sricha litro menamukaf, by truma gedola. Truma gedola, as we've said the past couple of days, truma gedola requires to be done menamukaf, from proximity of what is being matir. So by truma gedola, you have no choice except to be mafrish and designate the truma while it's still in the pail above the rest of the bar. You don't have a choice. You have to do it there. So it's kind of risky because you're still in the pail above this bar. So that's what we say. You know what? We know he would have wanted to make the tanai, but he can't make the... He what's the other choice? The other choice is to wait to designate it as truma until it's away from the bar. It's not menamukaf, but then you don't have any danger. So you could do that by Trumas Meiser. You can't do that by Truma Gedola, because Truma Gedola means Menamukaf, not Trumas Meiser. So Rabbi Yudin says, when do we say that according to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, the Stam Das is Ki'ilu we made it tonight, that's only by Truma Gedola, where you don't have any other choice. So you were Mafrish, you designated it while it was in the air, and, you know, you hope for the best. So there we could say, it's Ki'ilu you made it tonight. Avo by Trumas Meiser. By Trumas Meiser, well, if you were thinking, why didn't you just designate it later on, after you took it away from the bar? Right? Why didn't you do that? Yeah, that's a much better choice. The fact that you didn't do what you could have done, you must not be thinking. And therefore, we cannot attribute a t'nai to you. Avo b'trumas meiser afilu shar kol advarim. Since he didn't wait, he must not be concerned. He must think he's expert, he's not going to spill it. Whatever it is, whatever reason he didn't wait, but we cannot attribute a t'nai. He must think it's going to be good, it's going to be peaceful, nothing's going to happen. So that is Rabbi Yudin's limitation of the Mishnah. Again, when do we say that you could attribute a t'nai? Only by Truma Gedola. But by Trumas Meiser, he should have just not taken any risk. The fact that he took the risk, it must be that he doesn't think it's so risky, and therefore, we cannot attribute the t'nai. So now we continue. Next halacha. Again, this is not in the Mishnah, but now the Braisa says, Hayatorim, Truma v'Trumas Meiser Ka'achas. What if he's doing both? Right? One is able to do this. We'll learn about this a little bit later also. And that is, if I'm Mafrish Truma and Trumas Meiser, right? In the same pail. So if I'm doing that, Eina Shalom. So in that case, if he didn't make it t'nai. But once again, the Trumas Meiser, we just said by Trumas Meiser, if you didn't take it away from the bar, then you cannot attribute. No, but here you're doing both. You're doing Truma and Trumas Meiser in the same pail, so you can attribute it tonight. You can attribute it tonight, even if he didn't say it. Because you got the Truma in there. And if you got the Truma in there, by Truma you don't have any other choice. So too, by the Trumas Meiser,
as well. Yehuda Berebi Omer, let's explain that. Why is that? Yehuda Berebi, Berebi is always an adjective of wisdom, of great. Yehuda Berebi Omer, lo al sal daito shel zeh lav al devrei Torah, lahakdim trumas meiser l'truma gedola. What's the other option? That, you know, regarding, you have truma and trumas meiser in this pail. So we could attribute a tnai for the truma and not for the trumas meiser. And then what? And let's say it falls. So then, the truma is lamafreya, no good. But it is trumas meiser, because we couldn't attribute a tnai for the trumas meiser. So it'll end up that he did trumas meiser, but he didn't do truma. You're not allowed to do that. That's out of order. So we could attribute and assume that nobody wants to do an avera if it comes out that way. So that is why Yehuda Berebi explains that if you have truma and trumas meiser in the peil, so then you could attribute the tnai and say it's for both of them, because nobody would want to have done an avera in this case, because after all, going out of order is a problem, is a sin, right? That's the Mishnah later on in 9 days from now. Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Look at that Mishnah for a minute. Chav Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says Hamakdim Truma, right in the middle of the daf. Hamakdim Truma leBikurim. If somebody is Makdim Truma before Bikurim, Meiser Rishon leTruma, Meiser Sheni leRishon. Any out of order, any of these Seder, Af al pishahu over below sasei, even though you violate an iser, masha asa asui. Even though you violate a lo sasei, we'll have to see what that is. It's done. It counts. Shneimar b'le'aschav de machalos acher. Right. That's darshined. That pasuk in mishpat in Sefer Shmos is darshined to lo sacher. Do not delay. Don't go out of order. Don't go out of order. And that's the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch counts that. The Rambam also. I'll read it from the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch in mitzvah. Ayin Beis counts Shalo lahaktim chuke hatvuos Shalo naktim chuke hatvuos ksasam al ksasam Elashen otziem kiseder, right? Just in the exact order. Ubir inyan zehu shaha chet shaha chita kishetudash vitenakehi tevel. It starts off as tevel. Tevel is tvuos shalo chusrama vachiv aleinu balahosim erutchila Truma Gedola. Umena Torah, filu chita achas paderes zakri, as we have mentioned. And then Maaser Rishon, and then it goes in Sharshia Mitzvah, explains the chinuch, what's the message behind this mitzvah of always going in order. Ki beha asos hadvarim al sidron, lo yavo bohem o irbav hatos. He says, if you go in order, you don't get mix-ups. What are you going to do Maaser Rishon first, and then what about the Trumas Meiser, and Uksha'ena nasin kain, if you don't go in order, ye hatois nimso bem tamud. So a very practical reason, and that you're gonna mess up with how much you have to do. Ubios hatrumos va'maisras dover gadol b'kiyum hadas. Since there's importance and significance to trumos and maisras, Hashem says, be so careful so you don't come to tois. This maybe is an example of a siyag daraisa. Right, do it in order so you don't come to mess things up with the trumas and the maestras. And that's then this could go on the list, Rabbi Yosef Engel's list of siyagim da'araisa. Remember the Ron in the first daf in Maseches Pesachim. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house by your Rabbi Yimatzei siyag because you might come to eat the chametz. The isurim of yichud, the isurim of negiya. For the Rambam, the Negiya is Negiya Derechiba, is an Issa Daraisa. Why is it Issa Daraisa? Because, again, Gzeira, you might come to more. Right? The Shita of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, tells us that the Isser of Bishul Basar Bechalav is a Siyag, because you might come to eat Basar Bechalav. So again, a Siyag Daraisa. Usually Siyag Amar Durabanan. These are examples Daraisa. So according to the Chinuch, this is an example, right? Don't go out of order, because then you might come to mess up the trumas of the maestros. And then he says at the end, if you have a better pshat than this, feel free to accept it. He has another pshat. The Reb Nachum HaBavli writes, Shem lo totsiem al haseder nir'e zilzul lekohen. Well, you don't want to give the kohen? Truma gedola? You don't want to give him first? Right? That's a zilzul. Okay, either way, this is the iser. So back to our Gemara. The reason that if somebody's taken off Truma and Trumas Meiser at the same time in the pail, we say that the Tanai must go on both of them. Because if it goes on both of them, if you only say it goes on the Truma and not the Trumas Meiser, because if it was just Trumas Meiser, then we would not attribute a Tanai, because he should have done something else by not designating it until it got away from the bar. But because it's together, we could say he wouldn't want it lemafreya to have done an aveira. So now, based on that yisod, we ask a kasha from our Mishnah. Really? Is it really true that people wouldn't want to have an aveira done by them? But our Mishnah says, ain't tamei mina tamei ala tahor. Right, what did we learn? You can't take tamei on behalf of tahor. But if you did, what did we say, b'shogeg, it works. B'shogeg chumaso chuma. What do you mean? B'shogeg chumaso chuma, that means b'shogeg, it works, and he ended up doing an aveira. Because he did an aveira by being mafresh b'na tamei ala tahor. Hagatz b'chashet taram, it works. V'amar lo al saldaito lavar al divrei Torah. I thought we said, just like we said here, you don't want to be, we're going to say that you could attribute the Tanai even by the Chumas Meiser if it's together, because if not, you will have done the Hafrushes out of order. But one second, so here too in our Mishnah, why don't we say that if somebody is Tori Minatame Ela Tahar, it's no good, nothing, and then you have to start again, and it's all Tevel. Why don't we say that? Because then he will not have done an Avera. So answer the Gemara, no, there's a big difference. Rabbi Bar Mamal, he's the one who asked the question. So it must be he answers his own question, right? Because Masav Rabbi Bar Mamal, and now Amar Rabbi Bar Mamal. So if you look in the Mara folder, who Mosiv, for whom Itaritzla, right? He asked the question, and he is answering his own question. So, Im Amar Atkein, if you say, what's the option? Right? I'm Mafrish Menatame Al Hatohar. What's the option? That I'll say it didn't work, and therefore what do you have? Tevel? But not everybody's going to know that it's Tevel. And they might come to eat it. And eating Tevel is a much more chamer avera than being mafrish tamei truma. Nimseis mavricho min hakala umachniso lachamura. It comes out, if you say that, according to this svara, right, a violate, lavar, he doesn't want to be over, al divrei Torah, it could lead him to doing a much worse avera. Right? Most chumras lead to kulas. Nim says, "Mavricha menakala." You're going away from a kal avera, which is being mafresh truma bituma, right? Tamei ala tahar umachnisa lachamura. Why tevel babon misa? Tevel. If somebody eats tevel, it's a misa. Misa de shamayim, right? So that's a much more chamur avera. Again, even if it's done b'shogeg. We're talking about here, it's a person thinks that the hafrasha was done, but he's not going to know that hafrasha, he didn't know it was tamei, so he's going to end up eating tevel, but that's very chamur. Right? We know a maisa avera is called a maisa avera even if it's not done by mason. Right? That's the whole concept of chayv, turn it to bechizkia, baba kamala ben hei, ksubis lamen hei. Chayve misas shogegin. If somebody performs a chi of misa b'shogeg, that still is poter for kimle b'drabaminei. Still, you're not going to get the mamon. Why aren't you going to get the chi of mamon? Because it's still defined as a maisa avera shel misa. And according to some tanoim, nechunim ben akana, isa maisa avera shel kares, or even maisa misas bezdin. So again, here tevel bavon misa. It's worse if you say the hafrasha didn't work. And what about? And even if we say that the kohen, right? If we're choshesh, what do you mean? Forget the hafrasha min atame latar, maybe the kohen's going to come eat the tame truma. So that's also not as bad. Why? We switch the girsa here. Tahar sha'acha les atame ba'aseh. That's an isra say. That's not a losa, not even a losa say, not even for sure, not a chiyav misa. So therefore, it is much worse. It is much worse to say that when you are mafresh min atame latar, to say that that's not going to be a hafrasha at all. And that's dangerous, because the potential Isser of Tevel will be violated, which is an Isser Misa. And what's the most chomer thing on the other side? You have Tamei Truma, and you have a Tar Kohen who ate the Tamei Truma. That is not as chomer that we would think. Fine. So that takes us through that line of the Mishnah. Again, Ein Tamei Min HaTamei Ela Tahar. But if you remember, there was a chilek of Shogeg and Mezid, but now we have a different Chita, the Tanan from the Tosefta. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yossi, Im Tamei Min HaTamei Ela Tahar, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Masha Asa Asui. Even though our Mishnah held that B'Mezid, it's no good, Rabbi Yossi is the Tana that says in the Tosefta, Masha Asa Asui. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda made a distinction. Rabbi Yehuda, again, let's think back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah back on Tez Vav Mabez was where the Perek started. Tez Layam Aleph, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, well, it depends. What's called Shogig? What's called Mezid? Rabbi Yehuda said, if you ever knew it was Tamei, then you're a Mezid, even if you forgot. Im Hayo Yodea Bo Mitchila, if you knew it was Mezid, even though now you forgot, So then, lo asa klum, so then that is called mezid, and masha asa lo as, right? You don't say masha asa asi. So Rabbi Pinchas, bo ikumi Rabbi Asa, ad kudun besavar bahen shein tahorin. Fine, Rabbi Yehuda includes in mezid, if you think now it's tahor. That's included in a mezid. But what about this case? Haya yodea shein tamein. What if you know that this is tamei? You know that it's tamei, but the savar shemutar lichrom and atamei latar. You didn't know the halacha. What if you don't know the halacha? If you knew the fruit were tamei and you forgot, that's called mezid according to Rabbi Yehuda. What happens if you never knew the halacha? What we might call omer mutter. So amar lei yaus Rabbi savar k'Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbi Yasa, who was asked this by Rabbi Pinchas, he says, "Oh, you're asking within Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda." Baram k'Rabbi Yosi he had the yada. According to Rabbi Yosi, who we just quoted in the Tosefta, that says it's shogi and mezid don't make a difference. So you wouldn't even have a question. What shogi? What's mezid? Because shogi and mezid both masha asa asu. Your question is only within Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Good. We didn't answer the question. So the Gemara, at least according to this reading, just has that conversation where Pinchas asks Rabbi Yosi a question. Rabbi Yosi says that question is only within Rabbi Yehuda and not within Rabbi Yosi. Okay. That's how the question ends, the conversation ends, and there is no further. But Omer Mutter, as we know, is a very large topic. This is Omer Mutter. Is it called Mezid? Is it called Shogeg? There's a in this sugya, a well-known Maharik, or it should be well-known, an important Maharik. The Maharik, Reb Yosef Kolon in Shoresh Kuf Samach Zayin. And this is quoted in the Ramah. It's quoted in the Ramah in Evin Ezer. All at the end of Evin Ezer. Kuf Ayin Zayin in the Ramah in Evin Ezer. The Marik was asked, is a woman asur labayla if she's omeris mutter? The woman says, I didn't know that Judaism believes in closed marriages. I thought you get married and you could still be with whoever you want. Omer mutter, is she asur labayla? She didn't think she was doing anything wrong. Says the Marik, laniyaz daiti nira de einzu ledu din shogegas latir labayla. She's asur labayla, asur labayla. Kivan, she miskavenes limol ma'al be'isha. The Isra Labaila is not a function of the Maisa Aveira, says the Marik. It's a function of a breach of the marriage. And this is called a breach of the marriage. Even if you don't think it's Asr, halachically, it's called a breach of the marriage. Right? And that's why, that's what the Marik says. Some connect this Marik to the Rambam. The Rambam in two places, right? In Hilchos Sota, I think the other, yeah. Pitui, the Gemara says, Pitui Ktana Onesu. Right? The Pitui, the seduction of a Ktana, is an Ones. Right, it's Pitu Ktana Onesu. But the Rambam Paskins, against Tosus, a Kedushin Daf Tes, says, there's no way to Labayla. The Rambam Paskins, Pitu Ktana Onesu, but she's Asura Labayla. Unbelievable Chiddush. All the Achronim jump in, what is the Rambam talking about? But it could be connected to this Maharik, that you don't need a Maisa Aveira to create the Isra Labal, right? As long as it's a Maisa Mered. As long as it's a Maisa Mered. So there, Omer Mutter. It's a Maisa Mered. So if you look in the Taz quotes this Maharik. Where does this Taz? The Taz in Yaradeya, in Sadi Tes, in Hilchas Taroves, where he's talking about Eim Avatlan Isra Lachachila, which the source of that is a Mishnah in Trumos, Be'ez Hashem later on. We'll get to it. But there's also a Chilik between Shogig and Mason. And the Taz wonders, what's the what if you have kavana to be mevatel by mevatel nisul chachila, but you didn't know it was aser? So he quotes the Maharik. Oh, nir lavi raya mitshuvas Maharik. He quotes our Maharik, and he says that Maharik is a specific chiddush by Isra Labayla. Shamamine, after quoting this Maharik, b'shar duchti dolo shayach haitaima shaper mikri shogeg. Imta abedin. By Isra Labayla is going to be Isra Labayla because it's not totally on the Maisa Aveira, it's totally just on the Maisa merit and the breach of the marriage. Mashenke, and elsewhere, you would say it's called Shogeg. Omishim Hachi, therefore, he thinks here too, if you don't know what the halacha is, so then that would be called Shogeg in this case. And the Taz quotes other rayas as well, but that's this. It's interesting that the Chachma Shlomo at the end of Evin Ezer, right, where this is quoted, this Marik is quoted in the Ramah, the Chachma Shlomo discusses, right, what are the sources that you would quote here about Omer Mutter, or where there's no Aveira done, is there an Isra Labayla? Esther Hamalka. Right, the Gemara says in Megillah that Esther Hamalka became a Sura Labayla when she went willingly, even though that was a situation of Ones. But it was a Maisa Aveira Beratzon. Right, so you see from there also, she didn't do anything wrong. She couldn't have done anything wrong, right? Well, first we'll do the Maharik. The Maharik says, "V'chalila v'chas lomar shetishra ruach hakodesh mikoch ma'isa shal ganai." It can't be that Esther HaMelech did anything wrong. She had Ruach HaKodesh going to Achashverosh. Lo tegzos b'Yisrael, ala adarabah. Pshitu pshita shasta mitzvah mais rabba ma'od. She did a great mitzvah. And also, he says, Ya'el Eishes Chever Akeni, right? That she according to Chazal, she was with Sisera seven times to tire him out, and then she killed him. So by both of them, it must be they did mitzvah gedola, but they were still Neseras Amayla, because it's not totally on the Maisa Avera, but just on the Maisa Merid. And even though it was a situation of Onis, it was a Maisa Merid. The Chachma Shlomo quotes the Ma'arik and says, after quoting the Ma'arik, he says, but obviously there's a difference between Esther and Ya'el. Esther was Aser, but Ya'el was not. Because Ya'el was direct Hatzalah, while Esther was in getting him on his good side, inviting him to the meal, the chulu, and eventually going to kill Haman. But it's clear that the Chachma Shlomo did not have a Maharik. He only had the part of the Maharik that was quoted by the Beis Shmuel, because the Maharik himself is not Machalik between Ya'el and Esther. While the Chachma Shlomo makes this big chilek after quoting, I am Beis Shmuel b'shem Maharik, and he quotes the Esther part, and then he says, gets into the part of Ya'el, and he's Machalik, but the Maharik himself is not Machalik. Okay, either way, this is an important topic about Omer Mutter, a little bit about Omer Mutter, and again, that situation of Maisa Avera Biratzon in a situation of Onis. Good, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to tovel Kalim on Shabbos because Isser Durabanon of Tikkun. Remember, we mentioned Meseches Beitza in the Bavli, four different reasons not to be tovel on Shabbos, but the one that Lamaskana is Tikkun. Says the Gemara, Masnisa b'kelim gedolim. When do we say it's Asur? By a kli that's a big kli that clearly is for toveling purposes. It looks like, why are you sticking it into the mikvah to tovel? Avo b'kelim k'tanim, what if you have a cup that looks like you want to get a drink? You're going to stick it into the well, into the mikvah, in order to get a drink. So it looks like you're going to get a drink. You could have kavana, you could be ma'arim, and do it in order to Tovel the Kli, but doesn't look like Tikkun. The whole thing is just a Drabanan. So in the case where it doesn't look like it, this Ha'arama would be allowed. Avo b'kelim ketanim ma'arim alehen umat bilan. Right? One, it could be ma'arim. If you're sticking it in to get a drink, you can be ma'arim and be matbil it. V'tani Rav Oshia. Similar, mamali hu adam kli tame min abor umarim alav mat bilo. You could fill a kli tame from the bar, and then you could be ma'arim and tovel it. One more, v'tani nafal dilio betocha bar, nafal kilio betocha bar. What if you have a big one that fell in the pit, fell in the bar? If it fell in already, ma'arim alav mat bilo. Then you can be ma'arim and be matbil them. Right? Be ma'arim and be matbil them. If you look in the Tel Torah in the back here, is in a very important comment. He says, what does this mean? It fell in, so you could be marim and be matbil it. What do you mean? If it fell in, it was already nitbal. You don't need kavana for tefillah. If a kli fell into the mikvah, it's already tar. What does the Gemara mean by marim umatbil and tzarachin? My haroma shayach baseh. There's no haroma. If it fell in already, it fell in. He says, maybe Braisi says the Karban Eda says maybe it means only part of it fell in. So if part of it fell in, you could push the other side under the water, and okay, doesn't sound that way. He says, maybe it's related to the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah in Avos HaTumah. The Kesef Mishnah there tells us in Perek Zvav Halacha Tezayin, when does a person become Torah when going to the mikvah? When he's under the water or as he comes out, when he comes up? See, the Kesef Mishnah is medayik in the language of the Rambam. U'kishaya'ale min ha-mikvah zehanogeya yitar. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that's the Kesef Mishnah. Shar Ovos Atumos, the end of the sixth parak. So, is that really, so according to that Kesef Mishnah, maybe that's what's going on here. Because taking it out of the mikvah is what makes it tahar. So you can be marm if it falls in. So you might have thought that, but now you take it out. That's the tikkun. That's the tara. Kamash Blan, you're allowed to do that. Kamash Blan, you're allowed to be marim, and you're allowed to take it out. But that itself is a little tricky is that really true? There are many, many sources to this sugya. Maybe to mention one or two. The Gemara, he quotes the Gemara in Tainus. In the second parak, Daf Tezayin, the language of the Ram of the Gemara is, if you have a sheretz in your hand, shafilu tovel b'chol meimol sheba'olam lo also lo tefila, zarko miyado, if you throw the sheretz out of your hand, kivan shetovel barboim sa'a miyad also lo tefila. Sounds like while you're in the water. right when you throw it, right when you're in four and so, also lo tefila. Sounds like it worked right then. Or the Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva in, where is this Rambam? In Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Beis Halacha Gimel. Ein atfila mo'eles ad she yashlich hasheretz. Right, ad she yashlich hasheretz. Comes out of the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Zofar, Yizom Tov, Hasheretz Biyado. Doesn't mention anything about coming up. So again, this is a discussion, but the Tal Torah has these two possibilities. Maybe it means if it only was partially in, and you push it in the rest of the way, that's from the Karban Eida, or that the Havamina that is going up from the mikvah is the Tara, so maybe you shouldn't be able to come up from the mikvah. Okay. But this is some type of harama. So Trina Moran says the Gemara, Chadamar Bakelim Shinibu Bavatuma. Some say that you can only do this harama of Tovil and Yon Shabbos is if you have a Kli that became Tomei from an Avatuma, meaning even a Tuma Daraisa. Even a tuma daraisa, an ava tuma can make a kli tame daraisa. The charina amar bekelim shenitnu bevlada tuma. Others say no. You could only use this harama bekelim that became tame from a vlada tuma, which is less than an av. A rishon sheni or shlishi, which means we're talking about a tuma darabanan. So if it's a tuma darabanan and the whole thing is an issa darabanan, so it's not really a tikkun. You're not really fixing anything because daraisa, this is all tar. So machlokas. So masav man to amar bevlada tuma lemanda amar beva'ava tuma. According to the one who says that it you only allow a derabanan tuma to get nitar, asks to the other one v'yafilu b'chol tar and harif shemesh. One second. If it's a tuma daraisa, it fell into you put it into the mikvah, it's still not usable because it's tefil yom. You have to wait till after Shabbos anyway. So what's the purpose? So first of all, either the question is so it's hachana, it's a problem of hachana, or it's you can't. It's not going to help you anyway. You have to wait till afterwards. And you just want to use the time, but you're being mechin, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you're being mechin mi Shabbos l'chol. So why are you allowed to do that? So amar lei, barot l'shtamish ben chulim batara. No. If you put it into the mikvah, then it's a tful yom, but you could put chulin in there, right? A tful yom has the status of a sheni. So it's not a hachana, you're using it for right now. Rav Yirmi, Rav Zeir, Rav Shem, Rav Bechia, Bar Ashi, Isha Pikacha is another example. The Gemara just quotes, there is an Issa D'Rabbanan of sprinkling water on dirt floors on Shabbos, because it might come to flatten the earth. Ashvuye Gumos, but the Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi says, Isha Pikachas, a smart woman would do this. Madicha Kos Kan, a cup, you'll wash one cup over here, Ka'ara Kan, Tamchui Kan, Nimseis Marabetzas, Beis HaBeShabbos. If you have to rinse certain things, you know, on the dirt, again, it's not over grass, which would be an Isidaraisa of Zoreya and Sikresha. It was on dirt, so an Isidarabanan of coming to smooth. So this is another case of a potential Darabanan that you could use a Ha'arama and not have the problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we'll continue next time with more relating to the first Mishnah in the Perek.